Vermont Governor Phil Scott delivered his annual budget address to a joint session of the legislature this afternoon. Since Governor Scott was first elected in 2016, the Republican has vowed not to raise taxes or fees. His latest fiscal plan outlines an agenda that he says restores the state's fiscal foundation while spending only what Vermonters can afford. The $5.9 million budget is effective for the fiscal year starting July 1st.
Today, I present you a balanced budget that makes strategic investments to grow the economy, make Vermont more affordable, and protect the most vulnerable. And for the second consecutive year, it does not raise taxes or fees.
Vermont's governor is basing the budget plan on a growth rate calculation.
A six-year rolling average of wage growth to ensure the state budget does not grow faster than wages. This year, that growth rate is 2.36%.
Governor Scott said the state would track the affordability of the state based on the percentage of income spent on housing, health care, taxes, and fees. He offered several initiatives to make the state more affordable, including helping seniors.
Only five states fully tax Social Security benefits. Today, I ask you to join me in bringing that number to four. By phasing in the elimination of this tax on seniors living on low and moderate incomes.
The governor wants to grow the state's workforce and wants $3.2 million to convince people to move to the state.
Past efforts have relied on traditional marketing strategies, which cast a wide net, hoping as many people as possible will see the content. These efforts aren't working in today's competitive world. In 2018, the technology exists to identify people who want to hear our story. So let's use these tools, coupled with a direct contact, to close the deal.
On the environment, the state expects to spend nearly $1 billion over the next 20 years to clean up phosphorus from waterways. Scott wants to use new technology to perhaps profit from the chemical.
There is a large market for phosphorus in the energy, fertilizer, and compost industries. And manufacturers purchase phosphorus and raw organic materials for their products. My administration is exploring how the state can help create a commercial enterprise that captures a large amount of Vermont's excess phosphorus and converts it to a wholesale or retail product. This is the kind of creative thinking we need to solve this problem.
Increased education spending remains a concern for Vermont's governor. He says he wants to lower the teacher-to-student ratio.
It's time to accept reality. Due to the steady decrease in student population, the current funding mechanism is weakening the very system it was meant to strengthen. With only 76,000 students and an education infrastructure built for well over 100,000, inefficiency prevents us from investing more in educational programs for our kids, even as taxes skyrocket.
Governor Scott called his budget agenda transformative and urged the legislature to move forward with proposals without raising taxes or fees. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.